This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
We can see some cycles in history, and yesterday I talked about a political-cultural cycle. Today I want to talk about a technological cycle and a financial cycle. There appears to be about a 50-year technological cycle in which we see important technological revolutions. In the 18th century, we saw the beginning of what today we refer to as the Industrial Revolution. 50 years later was the age of steam and railways that changed the world significantly. Up until that time, we had manpower and horsepower. Now people could move faster and carry heavier loads. 50 years after that, we had steel and electricity. 50 years after that, we had oil, automobiles, and a revolution in mass production. By the 1970s, we had the age of information and telecommunications. Today, we find ourselves in a world of fast computers and artificial intelligence. Some of the financial cycles parallel the technological revolutions. America moved from an agricultural society to an industrial economy to an information society. And as we look at the wealth cycles of nations, we see that they had an average about 100 years. Perhaps you've seen a chart that shows many of the changes from Portugal to Spain, to the Netherlands, to France, to Britain, to the United States. As I've mentioned in previous commentaries, this country, along with other countries around the world, are experiencing a debt crisis. But this is happening as all three cycles, the political, technological, and financial, are converging. What's on the horizon? I think we're likely headed for a massive change in the future. We should all be in prayer for our leaders and prepare ourselves for possible turmoil ahead. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on biblical reliability, go to viewpoints.info/biblical reliability. Viewpoints.info/biblical reliability.